I've seen cases where a reporter is working on a fairly, prominent story, and he or she will, develop a few tidbits of information and actually put them on. I mean, they're understandable enough, valid enough that they sort of can exist on their own, and they'll put it out on Twitter under their own feed, and say maybe an hour or two elapses and they've collected enough information to actually write a blog post about it. A couple more hours will pass and you'll see, sort of a more fully fleshed out version on the homepage of the website. And then the next morning there's a much more synthesized and analytic take that appears in print. So it's, again, we're still experimenting, but I have seen that sort of organic use of Twitter as a way of sort of bringing people, again, a little bit more organically into the reporting process.